Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Adams Road Band for that musical introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We continue looking at books that were given away as Christmas gifts by the First Presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints between the years 1981 and 2017. Yesterday, we began looking at a book that was given away over 2 years, two Christmases, the Christmas of 2004 and the Christmas of 2005. It was a two-volume set titled Discourses of President Gordon B. Hinckley. Gordon B. Hinckley was the 15th president of the church, and today we're going to look at a statement that he made regarding the Book of Mormon.
He says, "I cannot understand why the Christian world does not accept this book. I think they would be looking for anything and everything that would establish without question the reality and the divinity of the Savior of the world."
Now, such a statement strikes me as just really odd. Yesterday, we were citing Gordon B. Hinckley in this same book where he talks about how he and his missionary companion, when he was on his mission in Preston, England, read together John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Now, he's asking here, why is it that those of us outside of his church wouldn't want the Book of Mormon? Because as Gordon B. Hinckley believes, this book testifies of the divinity of Jesus Christ. Well, in yesterday's show, we cited Gordon B. Hinckley reading from John chapter 1. Isn't that enough reference? How many references do we really need? Well, let me just say, folks, there are a number of references in our New Testament that shows the divinity of Christ. Let me just quickly run through a number of them. John 1:1, John 5:18, John 10:33, Philippians 2:6, Colossians 2:9, Acts 20:28, 1 Timothy 3:15 and 16, 1 Timothy 1:17, 1 Timothy 4:10, Romans 9:5, 2 Peter 1:1, Revelation 1:8, 1 John 5:20. Check out those verses. They all speak to the divinity of Jesus. Why would we need a 19th century novel to further add to the list, especially something as questionable as the Book of Mormon? Mr. Hinckley, it's because it's not necessary. We don't believe it to be true. Why would we want to use a book like that to bolster a belief that we have? We don't need it.
How many religions are out there using Jesus and his name and saying they have a view of Jesus that's the correct view? Let me just give you one. Islam talks about Jesus throughout the Quran. And why do Christians reject that book? Because it's not the authentic Jesus. It's another Jesus talked about in 2 Corinthians 11:4. The Bible very clearly says if it's not the right Jesus, you have a false gospel, and it's one that should be condemned rather than affirmed. And so if Mormonism has Jesus, and they do, Jesus is certainly in their name, their church's title, but if that Jesus is a different Jesus, then why would we want anything to do with it? So the Book of Mormon talks about Jesus. Jesus came to the Americas. We have no evidence of that. We're going to reject it if it's not true.
Now, also in this book, Discourses of President Gordon B. Hinckley, in volume 2, on page 581, there's a man that is interviewing Gordon B. Hinckley. His name is Jack Cushman, and he asks the question, "How should members of the church respond to efforts of some other religious groups to convert them to other beliefs and religions?" What did Gordon B. Hinckley say to that?
Well, I say this. We don't downgrade any religion. We recognize the good they all do. I say to those of other faiths, you bring all the good that you have and let us see if we can add to it. Now, that's our attitude reduced to a very short statement, and it works. And I might add, Bill, He uses this phrase in the two-volume set dozens of times. I read both of them, and I can't tell you how many times he brings up this idea that you bring the good you have, and let us see if we can add to what you already have. And let's just say that that has been a very successful model for missionaries who go down in Central America, South America, other places where the Catholic Church perhaps is, has a deep influence. And they'll say, oh, you have Jesus? So do we. Let us give you the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. And it's been proven that that is a way the missionaries have gotten into many homes.
The problem, of course, is what you consider to be doctrinally good would be in many cases considered doctrinally bad by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So even when he says you bring all the good that you have, that's going to be questioned if it is, for instance, the doctrine of the Trinity or the doctrine of justification by faith alone. Naturally, these are not beliefs that the Mormon Church shares with us. But when he says, we don't downgrade any religion. Now, maybe Gordon B. Hinckley didn't, but the LDS Church certainly has a history of questioning the Christianity of those outside of its organization. For instance, Brigham Young on July 8, 1863, and this is found in the Journal of Discourses, Volume 10, page 230, he said, should you ask why we differ from other Christians, as they are called? It is simply because they are not Christians, as the New Testament defines Christianity. We also have a member of the First Presidency under Brigham Young, George Q. Cannon. This also can be found in the Journal of Discourses, Volume 24, page 185. He said, I do not wish to say anything in relation to other forms of religion. I do not know that it is necessary that I should do so. But no thinking man can admit that Christianity, so-called, I call it a false Christianity, untrue to its name, satisfies the wants of humanity at the present time. It is not a religion that satisfies. Well, I guess that would all be determined, Eric, on what is it that you as a Latter-day Saint want in order to be satisfied? You see, if I, as a New Testament Christian, want the forgiveness of my sins, if I want to have good favor with my Creator, I'm going to be most satisfied with what I believe. But apparently, that must not be the desire or the want of many members of the LDS Church who, when you ask them, do you have forgiveness? They don't know.
When he makes that statement, you bring all the good that you have and let us see if we can add to it. I don't think that's the right way of saying it. I think it should read, you bring all the good that you have, if you're a Christian, and let us see if we can contradict it. And I'll tell you why, because what Christianity is based on, you can't move from there into Mormonism without contradicting what was originally believed. Let me give you a citation from Volume 1, page 256 of the Discourses of President Gordon B. Hinckley. This is what he says about creeds. We believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost, Articles of Faith 1:1. The first article of faith epitomizes our doctrine. We do not accept the Athanasian Creed. We do not accept the Nicene Creed or any other creed based on tradition and the conclusions of man. So, Bill, right there, you have an admission that the God of Mormonism is different than the one that biblical Christianity has taught for 2,000 years, as affirmed in the creeds written to explain what we do believe about God.
Well, that would explain why other leaders that came prior to Gordon B. Hinckley, such as Parley P. Pratt, who was a Mormon apostle, in the book Key to the Science of Theology, the 1978 edition, page 106, he said the false and corrupt institutions and still more corrupt practices of Christendom, and Christendom's in quotation marks, have had a downward tendency in the generations of man for many centuries. The overthrow of those ancient, degenerate races is a type of that which now awaits the nations called Christian, or in other words, the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. We don't downgrade any religion? Maybe Gordon B. Hinckley was much more of a diplomat. He didn't use language like that, but certainly this type of language was used throughout the history of Mormonism. We have my favorite critic, Bruce R. McConkie, a Mormon apostle, died in the mid-1980s. He said the whole Christian world in the days of the prophet, speaking of Joseph Smith, believed falsely that God was a mystical spirit essence that filled the immensity of space and was everywhere and nowhere in particular present, all of which proved only that they were all heretics, that the apostasy was universal. Heresy is false doctrine. There is no salvation in a false doctrine. Now, there I would agree with Bruce McConkie. The question, of course, really boils down to who is really teaching the false doctrine. The Latter-day Saints, who have to go to outside sources other than the Bible to get their doctrine, or the Christians who are going to the Bible trying to understand clearly what the authors wrote down and what they wanted us to understand them to mean.
One more citation, and this comes from Volume 1, pages 199 to 200. Hinckley writes, "There are some of other faiths who do not regard us as Christians. That is not important. How we regard ourselves is what is important. We acknowledge without hesitation that there are differences between us. Were this not so, there would have been no need for a restoration of the gospel. We must not become disagreeable as we talk of doctrinal differences. There is no place for acrimony, but we can never surrender or compromise that knowledge which has come to us through revelation and the direct bestowal of keys and authority under the hands of those who held them anciently. Let us never forget that this is a restoration of that which was instituted by the Savior of the world. It is not a reformation of perceived false practice and doctrine that may have developed through the centuries." So, Bill, one more time, he said, bring what you have and we'll add to it. But he's now saying, well, we need a restoration and not a reformation.
Yeah, that last sentence, he says, it is not a reformation of perceived false practice and doctrine that may have developed through the centuries. That's a very nice diplomatic way of saying we're right, they're wrong. But yet this is the same Gordon B. Hinckley in that interview with Jack Cushman that says we don't downgrade any religion. As much as that does not bother me, that kind of talk, in fact, I kind of appreciate it, because that kind of honesty, I think, helps us when we are trying to have what I want to have, and that is an honest conversation with a Latter-day Saint. I really don't appreciate it when Mormons say, well, we believe everything you believe, or I'm a Christian just like you. That just means I'm going to have to take extra time to show them the differences between us before we can start having the honest conversation that I'm seeking. So when he says things like that, it doesn't offend me. When McConkie says what he says, it doesn't offend me. Or even Parley Pratt. That's their position, folks. That's what they believe. I need to know what they really believe if I'm going to offer a rebuttal. It's difficult to offer a rebuttal when the Mormon is constantly making it sound like they agree with everything that I say, yet I know from experience that that cannot possibly be true.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.